Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Mighty Mike Show. This morning, I get up and I weigh myself. And for those of you that haven't listened to the first episode, go back, listen to the first episode. I update you on my life and what's going on. You probably should listen to these in order, as I'm going to basically teach, document what I'm doing during this year. This entire year, I'm taking a step back and only doing the things that are absolutely necessary for work, and which is very little now with the software companies and the services we offer being pretty passive. I'm focusing on my health. And so every day I get up, like I just woke up, took a walk, right? I weighed myself, took a walk, and yesterday, so I gained 2 pounds, right, since yesterday. And so I'm sitting here thinking, I already know right away what it is, right? I lost, you know, 12 pounds since last week, and so I know this week that those 2 pounds are water weight. But the reason why I know, and I'm saying this for anyone who maybe doesn't understand this, the reason why I know is because the only thing I changed, right, is very consistent about what I ate and what I did every day leading up until yesterday. My sister and I rode Harleys into Albuquerque, went to a motorcycle event. We did not eat the food at the event, although it looked very yummy. It was a food truck. We actually ended up going to Texas Roadhouse, and we each had a salad, a filet salad, which was, you know, like $16 salad. I thought it was really cheap for a salad. And then, it had multiple different sauces. It was amazing. This salad tastes so good. I ate every bit of it. And then I saw it was about 1300 calories for a salad. So two lessons. One lesson is that, first that, you know, sauces will kill you. Just like if you drink sodas that have calories. Like, you know, diet soda is something, if that gets you by, if that helps you get by, fine, drink it, right? I've actually replaced it with some of these drink mixes that, you know, have very little calories and none of the artificial sweeteners, which spike your insulin. But I'm a big proponent for, like, I lost 100 pounds drinking diet soda. Never stopped drinking Diet Coke until now. You know, I'm trying to do things a little bit different to not just lose that 100 pounds, but keep it off and lose even more, right? I have a couple hundred pounds to lose to get to my goal of 212. So anytime you eat a lot of salt, anytime your salt intake goes up dramatically, you will have, you'll retain water, right? You just, the way the body works. So eating that salad with the dressings and the bacon and the filet is fine, but, you know, the steak filet, but having the salt increase, I think we even had some peanuts, right? And it's not like I went over 2000 calories, right? It's not like I went, over my daily potential intake. The difference is if you lose weight, it's because you're consistent over time. So what I love about this 2 pounds is that it's consistent. Anytime I gain weight because I eat something with a lot of salt, it's always around 2 pounds. So that's kind of like my fluctuation point. So did I lose any weight yesterday? I might have actually lost some weight yesterday, but put back on, 2 or 3 pounds of water, right? Which is crazy to think, but when you're a 400 and, you know, what is it now, 424 pound man, it's totally conceivable that your body can fluctuate in water, 3, 4, or 5 pounds, right? Even more. So especially with the leg edema, sometimes I'll get edema in my legs. And one of the things I wanted to mention today is, because I mentioned yesterday, on the last podcast about the different things I'm watching, you know, Andrew Huberman, Jocko Willink. But what I started doing is watching The Biggest Loser. There's a show called The Biggest Loser. And, you know, basically a bunch of overweight, fat people go on the show. And, you know, some people hate the word fat. But, you know, I believe in truth. I believe in understanding where you are. Not being rude to other people, but for yourself. You know, understanding what it is you've done to yourself. So that you can, you know, stare, I think, what is it, Tom Bilyeu says, you know, stare naked, honestly naked in the mirror or whatever, and just like looking at yourself. It's like the purest truth of what you have done to yourself and for yourself leading up to today, right? And so, you know, I'm fat. You know, there's no two ways about it. You know, my kids will say it, it'll hurt my feelings, right? They don't, you know, they kind of joke about it now because it's always it's like a running conversation. If they mention it, I'm like, oof, ouch, how could you, you know, this kind of thing, kind of joking. But, you know, the truth is there's a lot of stigma around it, you know, being a negative thing. So just own it. If you have it, own it. And, so anyway, The Biggest Loser, it's funny because I watch it and I'm like, I'm just fascinated by these people's stories, where they came from, what they did. They're just real people. And I pretty much have binge watched the whole season because I watch it every night before I go to bed. It kind of sets my mental tone. Again, like I said, like everything I'm doing this year is about, about focusing on my health and, my mental health, which I love to learn new things, you know. So I'm learning more advanced versions of coding, like Python, and it's not more advanced, but it's something that I didn't really know. So I'm learning it, you know, keeping my mind healthy and active and engaged. But yeah, so health and mental health is a part of that. So when it comes to The Biggest Loser, it you need to set your mind in a place where you can feel inspired, but also bring to the forefront of your mind how real this thing is, right? Because for me, I don't know why, but for me, I've been able to, maybe it was my childhood, being able to block out certain things. You know, I had a pretty rough childhood. I mean, I don't go back to that all the time, but I definitely did. I definitely blocked out things, ignored things, you know, that was going on. And I can not only block out the fact that I'm overweight, the fact that I'm fat, but I've been married twice. I have 5 children. I've had no problem dating and finding beautiful women that I enjoy the company of. You know, it's like a... there's so many other things that go into that, you know, and I'm definitely going to get into that when I start dating again, because I am single. I am going to get into that when I start dating, you know, the different things. That's why in 2024, I'm going to start a new YouTube channel, you know, something Mighty Mike related, of course, but, you know, maybe Mighty Mike 2.0, that'd be kind of cool. There's a dumb dog that's cartoon TV show that's called Mighty Mike. Unfortunately, it came along after I did, luckily, but it definitely took over YouTube. So anyways, I digress. Keeping to the forefront of your mind what your goal is, how real the results could be if you actually followed through with the things you're supposed to do. Right, because I've pushed down and in my mind, I'm the white version of The Rock. Maybe like, what's his name? Chris Hemsworth, you know, Thor, you know. In my mind, that's who I am. But when I look in the mirror, that's not who I see, right? So that detachment from reality, I guess you could say, it has allowed me to have confidence to accomplish a lot of things in my life. But it's still not reality. And the reality, shocking reality, is that people that are this overweight, you know, the chances of having a heart attack, the chances of having heart disease in all of its forms. Stroke, for example, when I was an EMT going to nursing school, I would take dialysis patients, you know, and I watched them all die. You know, they had kidney problems, right? So they had to go to dialysis treatments and have their entire blood in their body transfused and then put back into their body after being cleaned because their kidneys were no longer doing it. It's just the most sickening thing, you know, that when you watch them, it's like it's keeping them alive, but at the same time, they feel dead. They already feel dead. That from like chemotherapy, I have a huge history of cancer in my family. So I'm pretty much hereditarily screwed. I don't know how you say that. Heritage screwed. My brother died of a heart attack in his race car. My dad had heart attacks. My mom had heart attacks. Right, like all these people have had heart attacks. My mom actually died from cancer, and so did my dad. So, and everyone dies early. The only person that didn't die early was my grandmother, and she died of Alzheimer's. And I have memory problems, so I'm just a big basket of disaster. So, you know, so obviously I have, you know, preparing a trust for my children and all that. But I'm also trying to fix this thing, you know. Luckily, I don't have any other health issues other than my weight. But I'm 40 years old. Where are things going to go in the next, you know, certain amount of years, you know? So I want to make sure that I take care of this thing this year. Like, I'm not waiting. So 2024 is the year. The people on The Biggest Loser show, they've lost 100 pounds. There's a few guys that lost 100 pounds in just 3 months. You know, they're basically just doing what I've been doing the last 2 weeks, is eating chicken, nothing but chicken, and working your tail off, right? Like, you're basically burning twice as much as you're eating, and then you automatically burn your basal metabolic rate. You automatically burn just sitting on the couch a certain amount of calories as well. And you can figure that out by going, I mentioned it in the last episode, going and getting an in-body scan. They'll tell you how much your body burns. They can tell pretty close. Mine was 2,400 calories a day. So I, you know, it's funny you get on the scale. My old diet coach, Bob Davies, rest in peace. I'll briefly tell that story. So Bob helped me get to lose 100 pounds. And I lost that 100 pounds just not eating flour and sugar. I didn't exercise at all. He told me, Mike, if you don't already exercise, don't. He's, I want you to be able to feel what your body's telling you without having aches and pains. And it was true. It worked. Drinking diet soda took me about a year, and I lost 100 pounds. And Bob said, Mike, you're doing it. You got another 100 pounds to go. You know, let's do this. And he said, when you reach your goal weight of 212, we're going to hit the blacktop and we're going to go skydiving. And that weekend, he went skydiving and he hit the blacktop. His chute didn't open. So I will never go skydiving. Okay. Yeah, I love adventure. I love that kind of excitement. You know, I have a Harley. I love going fast. I will never go skydiving, ever. Or bungee jumping. Like, I watch people do it. Nope, I'm just never doing it. I don't know, maybe it's my age now. It's not worth it. You know, it's not worth the thrill or anything like that. I may get on a roller coaster once I get down to a weight that allows me to do that, because I haven't been on a roller coaster since I was a kid. You know, I started working and stuff and had kids and I gained weight. And anytime we go to a theme park, I can't fit on the machines, you know. You go to certain restaurants where the booths are like made for skinny people. I can't fit in them, you know. So these are the types of things I want to get rid of, you know. The dating pool, you know, when you're dating. I found a lot of very sweet women in my life. And just amazing women, you know, who don't really care about weight and stuff like that. But, you know, I want a particular type of woman, okay? I want, you know, I want a grade A, you know, woman that loves God, that loves herself, cares for herself, you know, and we're just in a place of joy that, you know, we're united in God and stuff. And that's what I'm looking for. But like I said, I'm not even going to start looking until I've reached my goal weight. And, yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a little update. Gaining a couple pounds here and there is not a big deal as long as you know why you did it. And I actually have a giant year calendar that says, that I keep track of everything on. And I put in black marker, all of my weigh-ins, and I weigh in every day. And then I put on there W if I do my walk, another W if I do my weightlifting, and then if I do the Peloton at night, I'll put a P. So that tells me like how much calories I probably burned on top of my basal metabolic rate calories, right? The 2400. So then I can kind of get an idea. Oh, okay, so when I do this and that, the next day when I weigh in, it tells me, right? It's I immediately have like a report card for how I did the day before. So yesterday I walked, but I didn't work out. I didn't lift weights. I didn't get on the Peloton. And then I ate a 1,300 calorie salad plus peanuts. And then later on in the night when I got home, I had hamburger meat with taco seasoning and red hot sauce, which was probably about 400 calories, which is fine. But when you add those two together, that's not like a recipe for losing weight. That's a recipe for maintaining weight, right? So I may, like I said, I may have even been in a slight deficit, but not enough to show, especially with me retaining so much water because of all the salt. So I immediately know why. So I don't have to look at the scale like some people. So I, the reason why I brought up Bob earlier was because Bob told me only weigh yourself once a month. You know, and it's crazy that the truth that comes with that is like I still have 2 weeks, over two, well, 3 weeks left in the month. And if I didn't weigh myself the rest of the month, but I kept going the way I'm going, I might weigh myself and be like, wow, I lost 45 pounds. Like, think about the motivating factor in that, you know? Wow, if I go another month. And that's what happened the first month that Bob coached me is like I lost 33 pounds. And I was like, I'm never going back. Let's do this, you know? And it motivated me big time. I mean, I started adding some things that had calories. I ended up getting down to about 5 pounds a month, right? So so while I'm figuring out my schedule and trying to perfect everything, you know, for me that I know I can keep going on, I weigh myself every day. And my goal is a pound a day. But I have to do that knowing that some days it won't be a pound. Some days I'll gain 2 pounds and then another day I'll lose 5 pounds, right? So as long as the week balances out and the numbers goes down week by week by like 5 pounds a week, I'll be happy, right? I'll know that what I'm doing is working. If not, then I have to be a scientist of my own body, see what it is that I'm doing that's not working and change it. And like I said earlier, be honest with yourself, naked in the mirror, that like, hey, is this working? Is this not working? And then there's little tells too, like you know, the church that the shirt that I wear to church, you know, it fits so much more. It fits so much better. Like my pants were so much easier to put on. My belt, one loop in just a couple weeks, right? I think it's probably mostly water weight, but still, like you just keep going, and before you know it, you're reaching your goal. I would highly recommend watching The Biggest Loser. I am just fascinated by watching these people. This guy that was 400 pounds, you know, I'm over 400 now, but this guy, a lot of these people, the way that they carry their fat is just so, I mean, I have a big stomach, but like the way they carry their fat is so sloppy, and it looks so, they look like 600-700 pounds. I'm like, I weigh more than that guy? It's like crazy to even think that when I look at him. But, you know, I'm a big guy. And that's, so this is the reality, right? So reality hits you in the face, and it's like, whoa. But anyway, this big guy, he started at 400, and then he ended up getting down to, I think it was like 215, before making it to the Final Four on The Biggest Loser. And he ran a 26-mile marathon. He got second place behind this Asian girl who was real skinny by the end. I think she only lost like 70 pounds, but it's based on percentage, you know, on who wins the show. And they win like $250,000 and stuff. So it's a pretty cool show if you want to be motivated. I mean, you're going to see a bunch of fat people, and you're going to see them with their shirts off and stuff. And obviously, it doesn't bother me, but I know some people get grossed out by it and stuff. But if you're overweight, you know, if you're fat, that's a stark reality you got to deal with. And you're going to have to do some hard things. For me, I've taken a decade off from worrying about it. And this year is going to be different. This year has been different. It's going to be dramatically different. And so that's my update for you guys. I've actually haven't done anything with coding, even though I paid for a program and some other stuff. I'm just focused on the weight loss right now and my mental health, and just enjoying the peace of not having my phone ding every 2 seconds from social media. So if you haven't taken a break from social media, try it. Try taking a day off. If you're like, well, my phone and work and you know, because believe me, anyone who knows me knows that social media was a big part of my life, because, you know, it's how you grow your business. So to hear this guy say, well, you know, delete your social media. Listen, most of the things I posted anyway when I was blowing up on social media with my business was scheduled. So I would do all my social posting on Monday, and they would put in the Marketing Monday, right? And they would post throughout the week. So there's no excuse. Like, you can create all the content on your phone using Canva. It saves it in Canva. You can go on your computer and then log into Canva.com and then actually use a program like Hootsuite. And you can schedule all your posts to post, if you're doing it for business, to post for the whole week. And you don't even have to have Facebook on your phone or Instagram on your phone. And you can use programs like Zapier to auto post to all the different social platforms. Even though Hootsuite will do most of that for you. And then if you're doing video, you can use something like repurpose.io, I think is what it's called. And Repurpose will repurpose all your videos in different formats for the different platforms. So I thought about doing that this year, just like doing the whole month worth on one day to keep it going. But I'm not going to. I don't want the distraction at all. Zero. You know, even doing this podcast for me is kind of like, okay, don't want to distract myself. But it's not just for you guys, it's for me. Like, I want to be able to look back in a year from now and see, like, where was my mind at? What brought me success, you know, and failure. And I hope it helps you guys. If it does, definitely leave a review, 5-star review. I want to, if it's going to do anything successful, it's because it had value. So if it had value, leave a review and share it for me. Thanks, guys. Take care, be safe, and live mighty.